Skip Mahaffey Morning Show. US 103.5, Tampa Bay's best country. It's Daniel Peck. National anthem this morning. Man, yesterday at the Rays game, this 12-year-old girl doing the national anthem. No, she did God Bless America.
Right.
Amazing. Skip Mahaffey Morning Show is US 103.5, Tampa Bay's best country. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. 19 minutes you have to get someplace by 6:30 this morning. Lester has got your traffic. Lestolium.
And here is your US 103.5 Skip Mahaffey Morning Show traffic on US 103.5, Tampa Bay's best country.
What? It sounds like a bad comedy thing, but, you know, the whole traveling thing. I was talking to a friend of mine. They're from San Francisco. They showed up at the airport, checked the status of their flight before they left. And they get to the airport, and then they find out that their flight's been canceled. Not only that, but every flight between Denver and San Francisco canceled. Wow. But we can get you on another one at 10 p.m. And this was noon when they told them this. They had to sit there in the airport for 10 hours.
Oh, that would be crazy.
And then last night, or this morning, I got a text saying they canceled that flight.
Oh, man.
What's the deal?
I don't like that at all.
And then, man, we took Frontier, which is a great airline. Great airline. Good alternative if you're going to Denver. Mm-hmm. But, man, they pack them in there.
Those are full planes.
They're full. Where were you flying? What'd you fly?
I flew Frontier also yesterday.
I love that airline.
Someone got busted because she was watching something she's not supposed to.
If it's on the TV,
I think that's
why can't I watch it?
Exactly.
Right. Isn't it a free game? I was watching a bunch of surgery.
And who complained? Did someone actually complain?
Some lady next to me. She was like, excuse me.
Well, you watched like the surgery channel and she said
no, I watched like, I like plastic surgery and surgery. And there was a girl, you've probably seen it, with this huge tumor on her face.
I haven't seen that, no.
No, actually, I saw one. Some guy had one of those.
It was absolutely mesmerizing. It was coming out of her nose. Anyway.
Apparently not to the woman
next to
you.
Apparently that's the lady next to you. Kind of boogered up her peanuts, huh? Maybe it's the fact that you're eating Chinese food at the same time.
No, that was someone next to me.
Oh, man.
I love the fact now that, and I appreciate the fact, and I think it's really cool that as a cost-saving measure, people will bring food with them on a plane, but good God.
There needs to be some rules.
They need to set up some rules you can't.
I'm just
it's
saying,
like you.
I'm pointing at you.
If you were to bring food on a plane, I would open the door and toss you out.
Yeah. Orange Ruffy, man, the plane when we're landing.
Oh, that would just be so nasty. That would be an emergency landing waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Because you remember there was that one lady who was asked to leave an airplane because she was a little bit gassy. Little gassy.
Oh, yes.
So they told her to get off the plane. I mean, and then if you got in there with Orange Ruffy, oh, there'd be some sort of rebellion. They kick the door to the cockpit open and say, if you can survive this without your eyes watering, knock yourself out. But you got to do something like that. I mean, people bring like these nasty club sandwiches and crud that just smell like death. And then you're stuck with that mung that just hangs for 3 hours. That's a good time.
I had somebody in front of me freshening up with some type of clone stuff, man.
Oh.
Oh, that was making me sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, it's an intense, tiny little place, people.
Yeah.
It's an intense, tiny little place. And don't watch surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You rebel.
I still can't imagine that they may allow cell phone calls.
Oh, no. Is that going to be annoying?
Yeah, that's not going to be a good idea.
You know, I mean, just having conversation, I really think they should just ban conversation. Again, Braden Gun Airlines, here's your bottle of water.
Yep.
Get in the back.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's we'll be there in 2 hours.
When we went to Chicago last year, Skip gave me a warning. He's like, listen, these are going to go in my ears. After that point, I'm not going to be speaking to you.
Just don't talk to
me. Or looking at you. So don't try and ask me any questions, okay?
Don't ask.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I have a notepad, and I've just been writing this stuff lately. I've been doing a lot of it. And I hate traveling with my laptop, so I won't. Mm-hmm. And I pull out my notepad, and I get the pen, and I start just going. Nice, very nice young lady next to me. Are you writing something? Yeah. Are you writing a book? Are you doing... Listen. Yeah, it's called Leave Me the Heck Alone.
Love, Skip.
Yeah, I mean, if you have little things in your ears and your face is face down into it, that's like, you know...
Yeah.
It's like you don't kick the, you know, get into the dog's face when his face is buried in the bowl. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a dangerous thing. Isn't that what happened to that kid on the bus in Canada?
Thank you. Exactly what happened.
It's not a good thing to be ignored. I will not be ignored.
I will not be ignored.